Good day to you in Jesus' name. Hope all is well and prosperous with you and yours. Our fuel for this week is called weapons. Let us take a look at this word, weapons. According to the dictionary, it says something such as a club, knife, or gun used to injure, defeat, or destroy. Second definition says a means of contending against another. The world we live in today will use the first example of clubs, knives, guns, etc. to injure, defeat, or destroy something or someone. Take a look around in the media and what they put out constantly. Verbal assaults. When I was a kid in the 70s, we would say things like sticks and stones may break our bones, but names will never hurt me. Remember that? Names will never hurt me. Think about that one for a second. Names will never hurt me. Children of God, that name-calling weapon is the worst of all. There are many people walking around today with scars from the name-calling they endured, they received throughout their lifehood, their livelihood. How can this be? Let's look to the Word of God. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. So the Word tells us there's power in the tongue, power with the words that come out of our mouth. And it says life or death, death or life. So we're either creating life or we're creating death with our words. That's why so many words hurt and wound people today and throughout time. Because we're told here that there's power in the tongue, there's life and death. So people are speaking wicked and evil things. It hurts. It wounds. You see, they will say things against you that are not true with their mouths, right? They do, don't they? But you know, there's another weapon right now on planet Earth that's a present day weapon, and it's called the internet. Satan will use it to inspire, to tempt others to do his evil bidding through the internet. But guess what? Satan didn't create the internet, but he knows how to pervert it, and he knows how to use it as an evil weapon. He's a copycat. That's what he is. Just look over times of the things our Father in heaven has created and Satan has used mankind to do evil with it. We know that Satan is no match. He's no match for the Lord God. So what does he do? He picks on the weaker vessel known as mankind. You see, the enemy knows and he understands that if the child of God who believes walks in the authority and power that Jesus gave to us, he has no chance. He has no chance against it. Satan is counting. He is counting on us to focus on fear, doubt, worries, or the cares of the world instead of walking in the authority in the power that Jesus gave us to shut down his kingdom of darkness. Jesus says this in Luke 10:19. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for that word. There it is. It's in the Word of God. But what do we got to do? We got to believe the word and then apply it. Amen. So the second definition of weapons, when it says a means of contending against another, a means of what? Contending against another. So weapon, in our case, as children of God, using the weapon as a means to contend against another. Who? The enemy. You say, why? Well, let's look at this example. Let's go to Matthew chapter 26. Verse 50 through 54. And it reads, "But Jesus said to him, 'Friend, why have you come?' Then they came and laid hands on Jesus and took him. And suddenly, one of those who were with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword, struck the servant of the high priest, and cut off his ear. But Jesus said to him, 'Put your sword back in its place, for all who take the sword will perish by the sword. Or do you think that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he will provide me with more than 12 legions of angels? How then could the scriptures be fulfilled that it must happen?'" So we see Peter reacted, didn't he? He reacted. They were taking his Lord. Peter wasn't having it. "You can't take my Lord." So what did he do? Pull out his sword. He cut the man's ear off. But Jesus didn't wait all day. He got him right on the spot. He said, "Put the sword up." See, we got to look at the seed that Peter was getting ready to sow. Peter was getting ready to sow a seed. Jesus said, "All who take the sword will what? Perish by the sword." Peter was taking matters into his own hands. He was getting ready to do it his way with the sword to cut someone's ear off, like we saw in that first definition. But we're told in Galatians 6:7 that, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever man sows, that he will also reap." Jesus knew something. Come on, he didn't want Peter to sow that seed of destruction. Because he said, "All who take the sword will perish by it." That's not how we do things, Peter. That's not how we do things, children of God. This is what the Lord is telling us and showing us. Because we're told in 2 Corinthians 10:4, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds." Mighty in who? God. Jesus knew and understood. Because remember, he said, "Or do you think that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he will provide me with more than 12 legions of angels?" According to a search I did, a legion ranges from 3,000 to 6,000. So times 12, that gives us what? 36,000 to 72,000 angels on the scene. But Jesus said that to let them know that he was in charge. No one else was in charge. Jesus was in charge. Because remember, he said, "If I call them, how then could the scriptures be fulfilled?" Jesus had to go to the cross. Jesus needed to be resurrected. Now, if he called and prayed to his Father, and Father sent more than 12 legions of angels, we're talking about over 72,000 angels coming on the scene. Wait a minute. Over 72,000? Imagine that many angels fighting for Jesus. And let's just say it. What an obscene massacre that would be. You say, why do you say an obscene massacre? Well, go to 2 Kings chapter 18, verses 34 and 35. Verse 34 says, "For I will defend this city to save it for my own sake and for my servant David's sake." See, the Lord at that time was ready to step in and help David out. King of Assyria was coming up against him. Verse 35. "And it came to pass on a certain night that the angel of the Lord went out and killed in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when the people arose early in the morning, there were the corpses, all dead. The angel of the Lord killed 185,000, you guys. That's just one angel. Now you see the mismatch? Now you see why it's an obscene massacre? Multiply that times 72,000 plus. One angel took out almost 200,000. Wouldn't have been anybody left. You see, that's what we have access to. The heavenly hosts, the angels of God. Imagine what 36,000 all the way up to 72,000 plus angels could do. Jesus was the one in control, not them. Why? Because this was about more than what was in front of them at that point. This is way more than them just arresting Jesus and taking him in. Peter didn't know that. But Jesus knew it. He knew he couldn't pray, Father, to send that help and backup, because it would have wiped them all out. Now, how does he go to the cross for us? How are we saved? Jesus said the scripture's got to be fulfilled. You see, so some things have to happen. Why? So the scriptures will be fulfilled. Can it be that it's by divine appointment? Absolutely. Absolutely. Our weapons are not carnal. The sword of the Spirit is a weapon. It's a weapon for us to use. What is the sword of the Spirit? Well, it's the Word of God. So, when they, and I'm referring to they as the world, anyone who's not on Jesus' side, I put them in the category of they. Because Jesus told us, if you're not with us, you're against us. So when they say this to you, you say, it is written. When they say that to you, you say, it is written. Speak the word of God and believe it. Amen. Love is also a weapon. 1 Corinthians 13:7. Love bears all things. Love believes all things. Love hopes all things. Love endures all things. Guess what? The enemy has no answer for love. Did you hear me? The enemy has no answer for love. Say it with me. The enemy has no answer for love. Amen. Did you know that obedience is a weapon? Yeah. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 5 and 6 says, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. So punish disobedience with what? Obedience. Shut disobedience down with what? Obedience. The enemy doesn't want you to know that, but it's too late now. Now you know. Just look at all the examples that the Lord has shared with us through his word for those who obeyed him. Just take a look. Just find some things in there. Look what happened to the opposition after their obedience to God. Look at what happened. Because the Lord says, I will deliver them into your hands, for I have delivered them. All they had to do was obey and do what the Lord said. It was a done deal. It was a wrap. All I can say is, no contest. Children of God, armor up with the full armor of God, according to Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. Weapons, weapons, weapons. You see, there's nothing, absolutely nothing, that man or the devil can throw at us that our weapons can't handle. Amen. We must believe and use them because they work. Psalm 103:20 says, bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word. The angels heed the voice of his word. The angels heed the voice of his word. You see that? There it is in the word of God. So you speak the word of God and allow the angels to do their job. Now, this next part, he had me call it, choose your weapons. Choose your weapons. And it comes from Psalms 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your word. You see, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. That's from Isaiah 54:17. James 4:7 says this, therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Although there are many more weapons, our last one that we're going to talk about today is the praise and worship to the Lord weapon. Tell the Lord how great he is. Sing praises to his name. Psalm 150 says this, praise the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in his mighty firmament, praise him for his mighty acts, praise him according to his excellent greatness, praise him with the sound of the trumpet, praise him with the lute and the harp, praise him with the tremble and dance, praise him with stringed instruments and flutes, praise him with loud cymbals, praise him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You see, the enemy doesn't want to hear or be around you while praising God. Walk upright in Jesus Christ. Use your heavenly weapons. I pray that you learn to activate and use your heavenly weapons in Jesus' name. Walk by faith, not by sight. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. May the Lord God's hand be evident in your life, that they will see and believe in Jesus Christ. Pastor Tyron, signing off.